From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues a series of studies in the Epistle to the Colossians, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a two-part message entitled, A Faithful and a Fruitful Ministry. In verses 24 through 29 of chapter 1, the Apostle sets forth the essence of the gospel ministry. In continuing his exposition of the passage, Dr. Cairns explains the pattern of the Christian ministry. Christ is that pattern, and to be effective, a minister must treat his people as Christ would. As Christ came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, a faithful pastor must shepherd his flock, following the example of him who is called that great shepherd of the sheep. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will come to the message. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Never Separated from God. The text is John chapter 11 and verse 26, And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Yes, Lord, we believe in it. We shall never die. Our soul may be separated from our body, and this is death of a kind, but our soul shall never be separated from God, which is the true death, the death which was threatened to sin, the death penalty which is the worst that can happen. We believe this most assuredly, for who shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord? We are members of the body of Christ. Will Christ lose parts of his body? We are married to Jesus. Will he be bereaved and widowed? It is not possible. There is a life within us which is not capable of being divided from God. Yea, and the Holy Spirit dwells within us. And how then can we die? Jesus himself is our life, and therefore there is no dying for us, for he cannot die again. In him we died unto sin once, and the capital sentence cannot a second time be executed. Now we live, and live forever. The reward of righteousness is life everlasting, and we have nothing less than the righteousness of God, and therefore can claim the very highest reward. Living and believing, we believe that we shall live and enjoy. Wherefore we press forward with full assurance that our life is secure in our living head.
Descend or ascend, thou art there.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning, or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
in the heart of Paul, and to some extent in the heart of every minister who's called of God, and to every Christian who serves in the body of Christ, there comes also an undying commitment. We're insufficient, says Paul, but our sufficiency is of Christ. We are incapable, but we have a capability in Christ. We're impotent, but we have power in Christ. We're failures, but we have success in Christ. So to Paul, the Christian ministry and Christian service generally was a sacred charge. And thus here in Colossians chapter 1, as he comes to speak of the Christian ministry, he does so in terms of the deepest reverence. You remember that last Lord's Day I said that in the passage 24 to the end of the chapter, he has two main themes. He deals with a faithful and fruitful ministry, and then he deals with a rich and glorious mystery. We're dealing still with the faithful and fruitful ministry. Let me remind you of the doctrine that the Apostle Paul established as he dealt with this theme. The Christian minister, according to Paul, in this passage, the Christian minister has the privilege of serving the body of Christ by representing Christ to the people. A task that may entail for him much affliction of both body and soul, but a task that he must faithfully fulfill with an eye on that day when both minister and people will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, last Lord's Day, in dealing with that doctrine, I just got as far as showing how Paul defines the minister as a servant of men, and then as a steward of God. Now we must proceed, because what we have before us at this stage is Paul's description of the practice of that ministry. He deals first with the pattern for such a ministry, and the pattern here is the Lord Jesus Christ. In this passage, the apostle, and I will take this up more fully as I show you what he means by the sufferings or the afflictions of Christ that are left behind. That's a very telling phrase. He's suffering the left behind afflictions of Jesus Christ. But out of that, first and foremost, I gather that the pattern for Paul's entire ministry was none other than Christ. And this is a far-reaching and heart-searching truth that Paul is here dealing with. He's telling himself. He is setting the standard for himself before his people. He's setting the standard for me, for every Christian minister, for every elder in the Church of Christ. And indeed, derivatively, he is setting the standard for every servant at every step and stage in the work of the church. The minister, and remember the word here is a deacon. It's not speaking of an ecclesiastical office as such. It's speaking of a servant. If you wanted a low-grade servant, an ordinary servant. And he's saying a servant, certainly what we call a minister, must act towards the Church of Christ like the Lord Jesus Christ. Nowadays, if you were in a minister's study, well, you see, that's part of the problem. Most ministers don't have a study anymore. They have an office. I have both. I have an office at the church. I have a study at home. I would like to say I had two studies. I had a study at the church and a study at home. I tried that. But once it gets known that you're there, the study quickly is not permitted to be a study anymore. So it becomes an office. And it's a very useful place to have. And it has served for me and for the people here over the years a very good purpose. I'm not complaining about it. But I have an office. And I have a study. Give me my preference, and I'll have my study over the office any time. Most preachers, however, don't have a study anymore. They just keep office hours. And it shows. But if you were in a minister's office or study, you would see the mail that comes in. The mail that comes is very interesting. There are people who want me to spend $200 to go to this seminar and I learn how to do this or how to do something else. And I have maybe a picture of 25 or 30 grinning physiognomies of these wondrously successful, charismatic style preachers who could irrigate the desert, they could colonize the moon, they could do anything because they are nature's success stories. For the most part, there are some exceptions, for the most part, none of them has ever been particularly famous as an expositor of Christ. But who needs that? You can learn how to do this, how to do that. I have been offered seminars and how to adopt this method, and you'll build your membership in 1 year, and here's testimony after testimony. We went from 30 to 100, we went from 100 to 1,000, we did this, we did that, here's how to do it. Of course, what tells you it's of the devil is this: if these people really had that answer and they were real Christians, they wouldn't be selling it like soap powder. They're just charlatans. How-tos. Now, methods have their place. But the first requisite for the ministry of the church is that ministers, and they'll never learn this in a how-to seminar, must learn to treat people as Christ did. You remember the Lord Jesus is called the Good Shepherd. The shepherd idea is intrinsic to the whole ministry of Christ, both in his life, in his death, and indeed in his resurrected life. He is the good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep. As the risen Christ, he is the great shepherd whom God brought forth from the dead. And in his coming again, he is the chief shepherd who is soon to appear. Now think of this. If he's the chief shepherd, he's not the only shepherd. Now when it comes to saving sinners, he's the only shepherd. But when it comes to dealing with the flock of God, he is the chief shepherd under whom are called to labor many under shepherds. But every preacher should remember, and I would say this to you young men who are called to minister, Every preacher should remember that he's not a lord over God's heritage. He is a shepherd who is under Christ, a man under authority, under control, under guidance, under instruction, and indeed under construction. For he's far from perfect. One of the difficulties of the ministry is this, that the shepherding aspect of the ministry has almost been forgotten. Preachers are counselors. Well, that's part of shepherding sometimes. But when preachers become psychologists instead of theologians administering the Word of God, they have betrayed their calling. Preachers have to be PR men. In many churches, sometimes because of lack of personnel and lack of gifts among the men who are there, they have to be business managers running small business corporations. If they're doing their job right, they have to be preachers. The tendency among many ministers is to lay such emphasis on their preaching performance. Notice I say it that way, not on the importance of the preached message just, but on their preaching performance, that they become isolated from the real world and from real people. I know a preacher, and he said this is a joke, by the way, because he's a very good pastor. Let me make that very clear. He is a very dedicated pastor, and the Lord has blessed him greatly in his ministry. But he said this is a joke, and it was highlighting, you know, humor sometimes can reveal something very serious. He said about the ministry, he said, this would be a great job if it weren't for the people. And that's very often the attitude that ministers have. I have more important things to do, so don't bother me. And that's wrong. Paul says, here's our pattern, the Lord Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.